Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for yourself.
We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, dude?
Happy hump day.
It is hump day once again.
Goes quick.
I always look forward to Dave's intro.
Yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
I know. I hate it. I thought about the other night. I was like, God, I just.
That's how I know it's time to fucking party. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, God. I feel like you know what I mean? I could probably be more like welcome to the show. You know, it's just like it's kind of lazy. I got to be honest with you. It's very lazy.
I say, like, start out with a catchphrase every time. Like, let's make some stuff up. Okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Remember how we used to, like, try to end the show with a catchphrase?
Yeah. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she's born with it.
Melts in your hands, not in your mouth. Or what? Not
yeah,
in your
I
mouth,
mean, we don't have
hands.
To steal other, like, you know, corporation slogans, but we can come up with our own.
Dude,
like,
we used to do that shit, though.
I know. That
we
was
used to
so
try to
stupid.
Find stupid slogans.
That was dumb.
Yeah. God, well, because we wanted to get away from a little.
Oh, know. Yeah. But still, we didn't even have to do anything. We could have just said, hey, thanks for watching the show. And end it right there. But we were like, yeah, melts in your hands, not whatever.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
maybe it's Maybelline. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
God,
there was a bunch of dumb ones.
You know, it is what it is. Old times. That was years ago. At this
that
point,
was, yeah,
we were young lads at that point in time.
Young little lads.
Jeez, man, time flies, man. Time flies. My brother texted me the other night, and he's like, "Dude, it's been like I can't remember what it was. 30 years since Green Day's Dookie album. I think that's what he was saying. But he texted me, he's like, "Bro, I feel so old." And I'm like,
"Oh yeah, it came out in '94, right?
Yeah,
yeah."
Yeah, it's weird. And like, then I was thinking, I'm like, man, like COVID, like really 2019, 2020, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
No shit, dude.
That's pretty
People
wild.
Are forgetting.
Yeah. I know.
Don't let them forget what they did to us.
It's just like, it's crazy how you go through all that stuff and then you look back and you're like, wow, that was a year ago. That was 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're coming up to like almost what it's going to be in October, will be 2 years that we've been in Texas, right? Like, that's still a long ways away, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you don't realize
dude,
how
it'll
fast
be here
time
before
goes.
You know it.
I know.
And
I know.
Look at kids, dude. I mean, just look at your fucking kids and be like, holy
dude,
shit.
Me and Chris like, have what? Talked about that. When we were looking at pictures of the kids when we first moved compared yeah. to now. And it's like my kids are at least Rowan and stuff's older, right? So and she's obviously grown a lot of stuff, but like it's really the young kids.
Yeah, Drew and Sadie still look like babies.
Yeah, they looked small. When we have the photos of us first getting here, they look really young and really small. And now they're like, and I'm like, damn, it's been that long already. You know, it's a weird mm-hmm. thing. It's weird. And soon we'll be fucking, you know, God willing, it will be 80 years old. And we'll be like, what the fuck happened? Where how did this go by so quick?
Well, you'll be grandpas by then. Hopefully great grandpas.
Right.
You never know.
Right. I don't know, man. It's wild how fast, but as far as like a low term. Yeah. It feels like every day's hump day. You know, we just say it and it's like, man, it's already Wednesday again. You know what I mean?
It's fucking sad. I swear they're turning up the time on this, like this, the speed of time.
Yeah, man.
It's getting
well,
faster.
I mean, I feel like that's just how it is when you get older. Just everything speeds up. Like,
yeah.
It just feels like time. Like when we were young, everything took forever.
It did.
And then now,
because you're not doing
now that
shit.
We're older, like the days are just blurring together. Everything's yeah. going so by so fast.
Well, and when you're
because you're too busy. You
that's
know what
true.
I mean?
That's true. And when you're young, I don't think you like. You're in your head, you're not planning for something that has to get done tomorrow, the next day.
Mm.
Like at our age, we're like, okay, so Wednesday, I got this, and we got a doctor's appointment on Friday, and we're going on a trip to Saturday. So it's like you're always thinking ahead, looking forward to that date. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, you're just like, now, yes, now, right now. All right. You know,
I got to wait till the weekend. Oh, yeah, my dude. God, that's forever.
You remember that shit in school? Monday felt like, oh, my God, like we're screwed. You know, the weekend's fucking 5 days.
Fucking week away.
Oh, my God. You know, and it's like now it's like, gee, I can't keep up with the weekends. You know what I mean? Like they're here every time. I'm actually excited to get back to work so that I'm not just I feel like that's part of the problem, too, is I haven't really been working. Right. Mm. So you're kind of just.
I feel like that makes it goes by even faster.
Yeah. It kind of does. I was on vacation for like, you know, that Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
For like a week or so.
Yeah.
And I was like, what day is it? I was like, shit, like I just started this vacation.
Yeah.
What? I have to go back to work.
Yeah.
What's that like?
You know,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, soon. Hopefully next week I'll start actually working. You know, like I still have to get my drug test, but I've been trying to murder on some Star Wars Survivor video game. I haven't played video games in a while. And fuck, the past like week, dude, I put in, shit, dude, 5 hours a day. I mean, quite a bit, dude. Like, I've been just killing on this game.
So, Kingston got Xbox for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we've been playing Fallout 4.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's like an 8-year-old game, but like.
That's a good one, though.
Still fucking kills. And I mean, I was like, what? How have I never played this game? How have I never heard of this?
Huge game.
Because Mass Effect, Dave, back in the day, we were like digging in deep in that.
Yeah. That was fun.
But this one's got my berries.
Well, they're coming out with a TV series for Fallout. Pretty soon.
I know. Oh, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
It does look good.
I hope it's good.
Well, I haven't seen like a full trailer.
I've seen the trailer.
I've seen the teaser. That was it.
I just like, you know how it goes with video games. Movies and TV series for video games are almost always shitty. Like, I don't know why they don't.
I don't know. The Last of Us was great.
The Last of Us was actually, but there was criticism, but I thought it was great. But I'm saying in general, I'm just talking in general that like, for whatever reason, they just don't invest in those games. Remember, like, The Prince of Persia, how fucking dud that movie was?
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. Well,
that's Jake Gyllenhaal, bro.
Yeah, but just, I mean, go down the list.
I like that guy.
The only one I thought was actually really good recently.
He's a gay cowboy, dude. Yeah. You're going to like that guy?
Uncharted. Uncharted. That was great. I thought Uncharted was really good.
Uncharted was good.
Was actually really good with, what's his face, the Spider-Man kid.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually pretty legit. But most of them suck. I hope it's good, because Fallout deserves actually a huge, I think, a good production. It's a pretty interesting
series.
Yeah,
it's going to be really gory. It's going to be very, very gory. Did you watch the preview?
The trailer? Yeah.
I know. That's whatever that word is.
Yeah, man. I thought it looked good. It looked good.
It's going to be very, very gory.
The writing, though. That's what it always comes down to for me. Like, are they going to get somebody that actually loves the game? It's the same with, like, Star Wars,
I don't
man.
Think the game matters.
I think it, listen, that's such a.
It does.
It won game of the year.
The only way it would matter is, like, the actors would need to like get into character, so they'd have to research the character. Yeah. But other than that,
I think the big thing for me is
like that's the thing with Fallout, though. You build the character and you decide which way you want him to go or her. You know, you could like be like, is this an asshole?
Yeah,
I do everything politely. Do I try to build this army or am I like a lone soldier?
Yeah, see, that's fine. And that's, I think they could actually do some cool stuff with that as far as the.
That's what I'm. What if they do that, dude?
That would be really
cool.
What
if they go like, which way should I go? Like the character's thinking in his head, like, I'm going to be an asshole today.
But see, it's like Zelda.
Oh, like there's almost like a narration going on inside his head for the whole movie.
Yeah.
Or like he's battling whether to do the right thing or the wrong thing. Like those kind of things would be kind of interesting. Mm. But like, you know, so Star Wars and Zelda is one that they're talking about making. The problem is Zelda and even Star Wars, the franchise, right? They have such a fan base that loves it the way that it is, the game or just the series, that if somebody comes in that doesn't love the show and they try to do things that aren't part of that world, people get really pissed off, right? And Zelda could go
south. It's just like books, dude. Like if it's not written to the book, then everybody gets all huffy puffy.
But
going back to like the user selection and like how you can drive the story of this, like, whatever movie or TV series. Remember Black Mirror had that movie. What was it? Underbatch or Camberbatch or something batch?
Cumberbatch. Yeah, it was the, yes. I remember watching
Cumberbatch.
That, where you got to choose your path.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It was Benedict Cumberbatch. That was the Black Mirror movie.
Something.
That's his name, right? Cumberbatch.
That's
right?
The actor. Yeah, that's the
I think so.
Cumberbatch, yeah.
Like, what a fucking
That reminds
name.
Me of something growing in the ground, and you got to pluck it out. You know, like, oh, the Cumberbatch is ready. Pull it out. We finally get to eat it for dinner.
I feel like with that name, you're royalty or bust. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're either huge or you're just like a hobo. You know what I mean? Because, like, it's just too grand of a name to be a nobody.
Cumberbatch.
It is a
flip
very...
the burgers. They're burning.
Yeah, who would say that?
You know what I mean?
No one.
It is a very grand name.
It is a grand name. It's a grand name.
Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And you have to have, you have to be English. Like, yeah, you couldn't pull that name off if you were an American.
Not really. No.
Well, moral of the story is, in that movie, you got to choose with your remote which way the movie went. And it was kind of fun. It was interactive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those things are, they try to do that. The Rowan, she's really into, well, it's been a good year or two now, but Bear Grylls, is it Grylls? Bear Grylls?
I think Grylls. But
okay, well, either way, he had his animal one or his adventure one where it was all remote based, right? So like, he would get on the cliff and he would like, do I jump or do I not? And like,
those are fun, dude.
It's fun. I mean, the problem is they haven't got a good system to make it real smooth yet. I mean, it's fairly smooth, but like, they could do it a little bit better and they just haven't quite figured it out. But the idea behind it is actually, it's kind of nice that you get a like, and you can go back and redo it and do it a different direction. And that's
exactly, it's like watching a whole nother movie.
It is,
you know?
Yeah. Even though he's full of shit. Like, I feel like that guy's really full of shit.
But think about that though. Like a movie that you love, like what if you actually love that movie and you're like, dude, I can't get enough of this.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, I get to watch this 16 different times. Cause like you choose one pathway that, you know, cascades down a whole different realm.
Yeah.
It's insane, cool. Dude. It's an cool. Awesome idea.
I mean, think of like a huge production like Lord of the Rings or something where you could actually choose your path. And like it had like, let's say it had like 15 hours in one movie of just different paths that you could take and just rewatch it in different, like people would go nuts over that shit, dude.
Exactly. Especially cause it is like a video game.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, dude. Like, do I throw the ring or not? You know, and if you say no, what is that? Because I haven't actually watched it, to be honest with you. But it's grand. I know it's grand. It's big. But like, think if you didn't throw the ring. Like, what would happen? And then it would change the path of the movie. And you could go back. And then later you can come back.
Kind of like in Rookie of the Year, if he didn't break his arm, how would that movie be?
I mean, that's a pretty significant one. For sure. Dude.
Rookie of the
Year,
that's
the one thing you come up with, man. Rookie of the Year.
Oh, no, that's...
God, that's the one
rookie,
where...
Yes. Rookie of the Year and Angels in the Outfield came out the same year.
Yeah.
It was like dual films.
I mean,
or the twin films.
Can you imagine Sandlot if the ball never made it over the fence? What would happen?
Or like in Angels in the Outfield, if there were demons instead of angels.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, demons in the outfield, dude. They should definitely.
Could you imagine how that movie
the new horror
been?
Film?
Yeah.
Oh, baseball shit. Nightmares, dude.
Please don't make me feel right field.
Dude, I watched that movie Nefarious the other day. Have you guys seen that yet?
I'm going to go with beer.
I think I have.
Dude, it's really good, man. Holy shit. And it was kind of, I've been waiting for it to come on streaming and it finally did. And I watched it, but it was controversial because they were saying it's very like right leaning. And it's kind of weird because the demon is the dude. He's claiming he's on death row. Have you seen it? He's on death row. He's going to be murdered that night. And like,
so I have not seen this movie. No.
Oh, you got to watch it, dude. It's basically like one of those movies where the majority of the film takes place on one scene, kind of. And so there's a psychologist who comes in to this murderer and he's going to be killed at 11 p.m. And the warden thinks that he's crazy. And so they need to determine if they can actually kill him. If he's crazy, they're going to take him to a psych ward. If he's sane, they're going to kill him. Right.
I see that it stars Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck is in it. Yes, he is in it.
What the hell?
At the end. He's in it at the end. But the thing is this dude claims to be a demon. Nefarious, right? Oh. And so the psychologist is trying to figure out if he's lying or if he's actually possessed. And the psychologist, of course, is like an atheist. So he doesn't believe in anything, right? So but it's the acting is actually really, really good. But there are some parts where the demon character, you know what I'm saying, is kind of talking about abortion. He's talking about how, you know, the devil is taking over society. They want to kill what God loves most, which is humans. So they're trying to do all
the DNA.
They're trying to do all these things to humans to make them get off the path of Jesus. And that in turn fills up hell. And that's the whole
goal. The whole fallen angel theory. Like the fallen angels came down to taint our DNA.
Yeah, dude.
Because they mated with man or women.
Well, it doesn't really go into that per se, but it's really more about the plan of the demons and the devil and what they are, what their goal is with people. And dude, acting wise, like, damn, bro, that guy was really legit good. Like, I know the guy's name and stuff.
Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah. I've seen him before. But dude, he plays just as, oh yes. Oh my God. Thank you. He plays the, he just plays a perfect role. And I honestly,
did if Chris you guys, just grab your crotch?
No, or no, I just handed him a beer.
I got me a
little He's excited. Like, oh, yes.
Orange cranberry.
He just stopped. Oh, oh
yeah.
I got dude, he was in the Boondock Saints.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is okay. That's it. Yes, yeah. Dude.
So he's one of the main characters in the Boondock Saints.
He's, I mean, he's older now, but regardless, it's kind of that whole, like, you know, I don't know. I think you guys definitely would like that that movie. It's really fantastic. And it is, it's interesting. It's interesting because I actually was thinking about the whole time. I'm like, fuck, what he's saying is so true. Like how society has been twisted. And he's saying the dude was, he went on this rant and it was kind of this famous rant. The psychologist was like, listen, we're better off than we ever have been. Education, we're better educated than we ever have been. People have the right to choose. They have the right to be who they want to be. Naming all this liberal kind of ideology. And the mm-hmm. demon says a lot more, but what he does say, he's like, I love you even more. That's what he kind of says, is I love you even more for saying that, because that's exactly what we wanted you to do. We wanted you to think that you have all these things going and that they're positive. But in reality, because they're not following God, you're just joining our side. So it has like that element of like, I could see why somebody would say it's kind of a right-leaning movie per se, just because the demons, you know, philosophy behind things. But it's pretty wild, dude. I actually really, really enjoyed it. Mm. Really enjoyed it.
I'll have to check it out.
You
that's,
should.
That's really up my should. Alley. I've been watching Yellow Jackets like nonstop. Oh, and I got Tiff into it. So we're kind of rewatching season one, but
I'll have to check that one out too. Anyways, I saw you, I didn't have a lot today, but I saw you brought a couple articles I thought were interesting. And one of them I did see already, but I want to kind of go through with it with you.
Yeah. You, so I have videos that go with these. Okay. So I sent some videos to the good old TikTok. And I guess the first one, dude, is like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, are scientists just going to kill everybody? Is this the way that we're going to go?
Yeah, because this is fucking stupid.
It's like every year, China, the US, Russia, somebody is coming out with this story that like scientists have like reverse engineered or created something in a lab that will kill 100% of everything.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
I don't know how much I believe it or not. Like, honestly, like I'm kind of like want to break. I saw the thing in passing and I was like, oh Jesus, you know, like here we go.
Right. It almost is like too like propaganda almost. But
well, part of me thinks that when they say this stuff, like when it says 100% kill rate, that's what this article says. 100% kill rate. Right. Which is like in any human brain, that's like super significant.
And it also said in humanized mice. And
exactly.
What does that mean?
But here's my thing. Do they say this shit? Because part of me feels like they do this shit and they say this kind of stuff to get people freaked out and make them want to get more vaccinations of other things. Mm. Even though it might not be true, but like they think like if it's got 100% kill rate, we have to have some kind of vaccination, right? And so by saying that, I think people get freaked out and feel like, what can I do to prevent me from being one of these people? And then they start getting, like we saw with COVID, more willing to take a shot that they wouldn't normally take.
Yeah. Well, not only that, Dave, but you have nefarious demons out there that suck off the fear, okay? It's the louche. They take your louche energy, and it's that fear porn, you know? And they, you know, that's how they fly their crafts around.
Yeah.
Tom DeLonge admitted that. They use your fear to fly their craft.
What is it? Chris is looking up what a humanized mouse is.
So they put in this gene.
Oh, yeah.
It says the mice have been humanized, meaning that they were engineered to express a protein found in people, with the goal being to assess how the virus might react in humans. Isn't that always the goal? And then just like it escapes a lab somehow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, I mean, let's back up real quick. Because
is it engineered to attack only this one gene?
I don't know. But the story is that Chinese scientists created a mutant coronavirus strain that attacks the brain and had 100% kill rate in mice. So they admit that there's a risk that it might spill over into humans because of that these mice were humanized.
Yeah.
But I have a video that this guy kind of goes into the whole story and he kind of has, you know, the information about the pangolins where they took I think they extracted the gene from, and the pangolins look like armadillo, by the way.
Oh,
they kind of
right.
Yeah,
look at that! I mean, look at that thing. Like it's heavily armored, scaly.
It looks
mammal.
Like a bad creature that my like 3-year-old would draw. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't really know animals that well, and they would just.
It is now being reported.
Well, hey, you're talking about all I see is me now.
Oh,
see right here. It's right up here. This is the scaly stuff. Pink.
Okay.
There's too much hair gel.
Okay.
And, so, do you want to play this video? Are we listening to this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just this guy talking about it, where he kind of talks about the whole story and he sums it up pretty nicely.
Okay.
It is now being reported that scientists in China have been experimenting with a mutant COVID strain that in its first tests have had a 100% mortality rate in humanized mice. Why? According to their preprint results, here, the virus known as GXP2V was discovered in pangolins. Never thought they'd be the odds in 2024.
Pangolin. A pangolin?
A pangolin.
God damn.
That thing's
called
weird.
A pangolin!
Like, all the weird shit we got on this planet, man.
I know.
I've never seen that thing before.
I'm 38
in my
years
life.
Old. I've not seen that before.
I've literally never seen that, even a picture of it in my entire life.
It's like a weird bear sloth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It has like this
a weird
face looks like a bear sloth, but it has like sloth hands and like an armadillo body. It's like a weird mutant.
It's like a Dilla sloth, like an armadillo.
Dilla sloth.
Watch out, everybody!
Yes, sloth Dilla. That's what it is.
It's kind of like the turd chunk that Greg would throw. You know what I'm saying? It's just this brown mass.
Yeah, it's like if the turd chunk Greg threw at you turned into a living thing. Yes,
my turds don't look like pine cones, okay? Like, this looks like a goddamn pine cone.
Okay, so this is a weird creature that no one... Where's this thing? We don't need to do that right now, but where's this even from?
I don't know.
I've never seen
Malaysia.
Okay, I was going to say, I've never seen this thing wandering the streets. You know what I mean?
Well, the virus itself was discovered in the pangolins in Malaysia.
Okay, so it's... Okay. All right, fair enough.
Because they harbor these coronaviruses.
Okay. We'll keep going.
Weird that it can survive. We need to do is find out what the hell that thing has that we don't. So
yeah.
24. They then cloned the virus and infected 8 humanized mice. And humanized meaning they were engineered to express a protein found in people, with the goal being to assess how it might react in humans. And to put it bluntly, it didn't react well, because all 8 mice died within 8 days, with the researchers describing it as surprisingly quick. And because I've watched far too many movies, I can't read the next part without thinking of one thing. The researchers were surprised to find high levels of viral load in the mice's brains, and their eyes turned completely white days before they died.
What?
Anyone watch Happiness? Experts have since shared their thoughts, with an infectious disease expert based in University College London saying, "It's a terrible study, scientifically totally pointless." And a retired professor of medicine at Stanford saying, "This madness must be stopped before it's too late." So the question is, are there valuable insights to gain from experiments like this? Or should they just be left alone? It is now being reported
we've had this discussion before, where it's like, there is no reason to continue
doing this.
I know, I hate that shit. It does that. But there's no reason to like even mess with this kind of shit that's like that
bad.
Yeah, if it hasn't transferred to people and they've just living with this virus anyway, why are we introducing it to human genes so now it can learn and then transfer over later?
I don't know.
Well, it's like we never learned from the big C, you know what I mean? Like,
well, we are
we
they?
All know well I mean, China? Just us, like, what are we doing about it to stop? Like, everybody goes and protests schools. You have moms protesting schools because they don't want their kid to wear a mask. Where's all the protests just of us going, hey, what is this? Even though this is like China and all this stuff, but the United States funded this shit. You know what I mean? Like, the big C, we funded that.
Yeah.
So it's like, why aren't we protesting where our money is going? Right.
Because this doesn't get the mainstream coverage. Like, the majority of people don't know anything about this kind of shit because it doesn't get reported on.
But it does get reported on, like the gain of function testing and all that stuff.
Well, that part, he's talking about this 100% fucking kill rate shit, you know, which.
This is being reported on now. But I think, like, to your point, Dave, in the beginning, I feel like this is fear porn to get people to go get jabbed.
Yeah, I think it's, to me.
would you get whatever they're given if it just started making zombies?
I mean, I would have to see dead people.
Listen, I like,
you know,
if you always, and I said this kind of before to an extent,
because isn't that how like 28 Days Later started?
Yeah,
with mice. Or was it monkeys?
We never saw it. We never saw it with COVID. We never saw that mass, like people falling over in the street. Like
we did in China.
The China videos.
Yeah, but I'm not. Listen, after that shit came out, when reality hit and it came to America, we never saw that same thing. We never saw that same thing. Mm-hmm. And so like that initial, and that's why I don't trust China.
Yeah, that wasn't happening anywhere else.
It wasn't happening. But listen, if everybody's dying, like legitimately, like hypothetical, a disease happens and people are literally dying all over the place. Like we're talking, everybody gets it, dies. Like now you're talking about, you probably are going to die, or you could take this experimental thing and have at least a chance of not dying. That's mm-hmm. very different than just saying, hey, take this experimental drug, even though that it's very safe if you even get COVID in the first place, right? Like it's like what, 3%, you know, or whatever mm-hmm. the fucking number is. Like that's not a reasonable, good reason to take a shot.
Like I find that it's very odd. This is right after the WEF came out, like talking about Disease X.
Oh yeah.
Remember that whole conversation?
Yeah.
Their whole thing was about like, hey, we need to prepare for Disease X that will likely be more lethal. And you've also had Bill Gates talking about shit like, hey, the next one's going to be more lethal. It's like, what are we talking about here? Like, are they talking about gain of function tests being released?
Dude, I actually don't think they know what they're talking about. I honestly still believe that like they say shit to try to rile people up. And we know half the country went really overboard with the COVID shit, right? They were like absolutely terrified that everybody they knew was going to die, and they were masked up, triple masked, and fucking they got fucking balloons on their head and shit. Like just crazy shit.
People still do that shit.
They still do. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, our government caused it.
Yes. But like those people are going to just absorb this and be like, see, this is why we need to wear masks all the time permanently. You know what I'm saying? And it's mm-hmm. so you trust a source. I'm not saying it's not legitimate, but like a source said that China is creating this virus.
I mean, a real disturbed part of me kind of wants to see the zombie apocalypse.
Shit, man.
Oh yeah.
Not me.
You do?
I mean, a really dark part of me wants the world to come crashing down that way.
What if your kids were infected though? Like you got to think of that shit. Like I don't want them to see my family turn into zombies.
Well, nobody does.
No, he's talking about being on the right side of shit. Like he's Walking Dead shit. He wants to be in the position where like
I want to be in the show Walking Dead.
Where, yeah, society no longer is. He's walking around fields with a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
Like, we already know how to take care of it. We've watched enough. There have been enough zombie movies. Like, this should be common sense amongst everyone.
I don't know.
Like, how to defend yourself. I mean, they don't move fast.
Dude, that's what bugged me in zombie films and stuff. Like, they don't protect themselves. The first thing I would do is, like, wrap my arms, because that's the first place you get bit. You know what I mean? Like you're
get
you right there.
Everyone always gets bit on the arm or on the like ankle.
Yeah,
or like some weird like on your thigh. Like how the fuck did you let a zombie?
I would come outside looking like either a Viking or a medieval knight, bro. You ain't touching this shit.
Yes,
I got fucking.
Yeah, no one's penetrating this shit.
Chain and fucking metal and shit. You ain't fucking getting in this shit. But here's the thing: it's like UFOs, though, right? Aliens, right? Like what Hollywood says would be the situation. It's just Hollywood's interpretation, right? Like we don't know that like zombies, if that was ever a real thing, wouldn't be fast as fuck, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like scary fast, powerful, like even.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying there's a chance, right?
Like, what was that? What was that one movie?
There's Z.
Yeah, World War Z, where they're like jumping over the fucking walls and stuff.
Yeah, that's wild. Like, I don't want.
They're like using each other's ladders.
Well, in The Last of Us, they're like that too.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Some of them are pretty fast.
Well, see, those ones like develop, like they develop farther as they like, you know, as the disease progresses, they start getting more powerful. Which is,
and let's be honest, Dave, I Am Legend had this creepiest fucking zombies ever.
Did they?
Right?
Yeah.
The ones that just like sit there in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
And they wait for somebody and they go, they're breathing fast.
Yeah. You know, they never show below the waist. And, there's a reason for that. Sure. They're getting a little, you know, that's why they're breathing heavy.
Zombie dick.
A little self pleasure, these zombies, these creepy zombies, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get you.
Like, there's a ton of variations.
Just constantly have boners, like zombie boners.
There's like, come get some.
There's zombies, but also rigor mortis is set in.
Can you imagine if zombies, instead of like wanting to bite you, they just wanted to like try to fuck you? There's like these fucking zombies.
They don't spread the virus by biting. They spread it by fucking.
By intercourse.
Oh my God.
How brutal
that would be.
If somebody makes a movie about that someday, I better get paid for it.
I was sodomized by a zombie.
That would be a good comedy, like end of the world.
More serious tone. Like, what if that was the way, like impregnating, right? Instead of like through the blood, like biting, impregnating a person was what created the zombies, right? The zombie babies, and also turn like a vampire.
So
right?
you end up the women end up having to give birth to a zombie baby,
and like that's their leader in the new world. The zombie baby who's risen, like you know.
Jesus. I never watched it.
Like the firstborn.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if it was. I saw a clip, and I'm not sure what movie it was from. Like, I could be Parasite. I know that was like a big movie a couple years ago. I don't know anything. I don't have never watched Parasite, but there was a clip, a Japanese film, and it looked like a nice production. But the zombies in it, they could trick like for temporarily, they could make them look normal, like they could act normal. So like, there's a dude banging on the window trying to get into this building, and they're like, this gal's like, you know, Johnny, like you want to get in? And he's like, can you just let me in real quick. And he was like, he slowly couldn't hold it anymore and became a zombie. So like,
no, I've seen that before where they're like, they are acting like normal, but they're like, they're in like a rush or something. And they're like, come on, you gotta let me in. And then, but they're like sweating a lot or something.
Like they can restrain the, and look,
and then
normal
the more they're like,
for a minute,
their patients run out and they're just like,
jeez, man.
Well, that's diarrhea. Reptile,
that's, you know,
yeah. The gurgles. So anyway, I just thought that was fucking stupid. I feel like they're doing this stuff for money, and I feel like they're doing this stuff for biological reasons. I won't say why, but yeah, I think we can all think of what just happened 4 years ago, and that's
I'm on the fence for it, man. I'm not putting it past China to do something stupid. I think they make stupid decisions and they hide a lot of shit, but I also don't trust Chinese news or people saying that, like, you know, word is on the street that China's doing this. There's no proof of it necessarily. I'd like to see some actual. I know the guy pulled up some articles and shit. But, you know, listen, I don't necessarily buy it. I feel like it's more fear porn, I think, than anything. It's getting people's mentality back into, like, there's something around the corner and we need to, you know, keep an eye on it. You know, it's just distraction.
The study was carried out by the Beijing University of Chemical Technology. The virus was discovered in 2017, before the COVID outbreak.
Well, and that's where I was confused initially, because all the headlines.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm saying China created a virus. Well, they didn't really create one. They just took it from an animal that already had it and introduced it to something else.
Yeah.
Well, they gain of function tested it, right? They did create it.
But they didn't do any that. Well, from that video, they didn't do anything to the virus. They did something to the mice.
That's true. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if they actually did anything to make the virulent strain more virulent and all that stuff. But yes, you're right. They clearly put this human gene in a mouse or in eight mice, and they all died. So
which
I don't know.
Which doesn't really surprise me, right? Because they weren't ever introduced to that before anyway.
Well, and that makes sense, too. It's like, would they have died without the virus? Because they got a human gene in them, and it's like, their body doesn't know what to do with it. Like, hey, what's this human gene?
Would they have died if you introduced any kind of virus they had never experienced before?
Maybe, but they were saying that what was weird about it was that it went like predominantly to the eyes and the brain. Like in the article, I was kind of reading it when you were.
Yeah.
And so like they, you know, not saying that that couldn't just be because of the virus. And
how do you know? How do you know that's not just what the virus does?
Yeah. I mean, the question
kind of like rabies,
you need to test it more, but then you also say like, we shouldn't be testing this. We need to stop doing this. Right? Yeah. So like, just leave it alone. China fucking knocked the shit off. Just leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do a good job of killing people just by your policy. Like, we don't need to have a virus to fucking help you out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, people starve to death 24/7 over there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got cancer, here's the deal, though, is like, The ACE2, oh, ACE2. ACE2 receptors, I think, is what the big C attacked as well. Mm. Right? In people's hearts and lungs and stuff. But I would want to know, what was that human gene? And do I have it? You know, are they targeting specific groups of people, like ethnic groups
that
have this? And they're using this as a like a biological attack for a specific group of people?
Possible,
you know?
Sure, dude. I mean, yeah.
Because I mean, they got my DNA.
Or are that's they even true. Doing, are they even doing it?
Or 23andMe?
At the same time, are they even doing something like this? You know what I mean? Like, is this a thing? Is this propaganda to make China look bad? Like, they're
or
out
is
of
there
control?
A gene that just is what makes you human? And they've isolated that gene, and that's
it's
how,
the,
also
it's
how
the God gene.
That's
dude.
Also how they clone people.
Ooh.
They're figuring out God. Ways to kill the clones. That's what they're doing.
I think the shit we need to worry about is when the aliens show up here, the fucking shit they're going to bring. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like the whole like white settlement to Native America. You know what I'm saying? Like where people just aren't used to fucking smallpox and shit and they all fucking die. And like what kind of fucking intergalactic fucking virus that they're totally normal. Like, well, they're totally normal. Like, right, oh, we got the cold. We're a fucking alien. Cold, you know? And then we give it to the
and your face melts off,
and our face fucking
our dick
falls
off.
Yeah, it's
all like cancer causing irradiation. Yeah,
yeah. And we're like Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? Like they don't even have to one weapon. You know what I'm saying? They could literally just exterminate us by coughing.
Like they just sneeze AIDS.
Yes,
dude.
Yeah. Everyone has AIDS.
Oh shit, you know? Then Magic Johnson's like, I beat it.
You
know,
one of the aliens. One of the aliens walks out of the ship and goes, huh! And then like the nearest human turns to dust, and they're like. Oh,
yeah, that's their weapon. Shit. He hawks a loogie on them.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened right there. I apologize.
My bad.
Yes, dude. That was. We come in peace.
You see, my power is effortless. God.
Jeez.
Yeah. Dude. Anyway, so what else do you guys got?
I don't have much, dude. I honestly don't. I have like a couple of videos I'll do at the end. It's kind of stupid, but I want to go to the other article that you brought because I think you kind of brought the goods today. And I honestly. The only stuff that I thought was interesting, you know, Texas and the government's going to war right now over the border.
Are. Yeah.
I don't really listen. I think good for Texas for like actually trying to take a stand on their own shit. The government's basically just the other day. I mean, yesterday, today, I don't even know, but they were trying to claim that like two children and a woman died and they're blaming it on the National Guard now because they wouldn't let the border patrol in, and that's a false claim that they actually died an hour before this even went down. And that Jean Pierre gal, she got grilled today by these by this woman who was just like, you're making false claims. Like, you know, that's not true. And all she was able to say was like, well, there was other people in the water, you know, like there was more people and it's just one of those things where like, I think a lot of people are watching right now, like Texas decided to take a stand, their border's out of control. So they went down and took care of it, and the government doesn't like it. And so how far will the government push, right? Like, I know that Biden's administration is suing right now. And it's like, are you going to send American military down to go against the National Guard? Like, what are you going to do? Like, it's kind of
weird. You know
what
I think they're going to send your way?
What's that?
Natural disasters. They're going to be like, look, if you go against the government, climate change attacks your ass, okay? Like, you're going to have tornadoes, you're going to have hurricanes, you're going to have all sorts of shit.
Dude,
if he sent actual military, that would be a big problem.
It would be a problem
because constitutionally, there's only certain instances where actual military can operate on American soil.
Well, the big thing ultimately, Chris, is that, the states have a right to protect their state from invasion. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can classify illegal immigration as invasion or not, but the government is supposed to protect the states from invasion. And they clearly are not. And like, I know a lot of, you know, these humane fucking liberals will be like, this is not an invasion. This is human right. Listen, this amount of people coming over unvetted and just going out to the country openly is not just normal fucking immigration. Yeah. Okay. That's not.
What about our human rights?
Exactly. Well, just listen.
You know
to
what
people.
I mean? Like there's human rights for everybody, right? It's not one way.
Yeah.
Like you can't forget about the people who have sustained a living here and a civilization here. And there's actually like a culture that we want to maintain.
Exactly.
So it's like, what about that? Does that not matter? It's just all out the window and it's just one-sided?
Well,
yes, Greg, you racist.
And see, that's the problem. People
white man.
They take shit the wrong way. Trump made that statement about something about illegal immigrants are like poisoning the blood of America. And people were like losing their mind over that statement. like, how dare him? He's just a racist. Well,
that's, I mean, it is kind of.
No, it's not.
He does say bombastic
Listen,
shit.
I know, but it doesn't matter to me. What the point is that, like, illegal immigration does poison the fucking, because we have, what makes America great is our way of living, right? The freedoms that we have, the ideology that we have in this country about taking care of one another. Like, that's what it's supposed to be. And when you have people
coming, there's a legal process. So I feel like he was trying to say something about the process being legalized and a standard process. You know what I mean?
That's not, to me, that's not what it is, dude. What it is the people that come here legally come here because they love America and they want to prosper in America. Whereas there are certain people that come over to this country and they don't give two fucks about America. They just, there's other alternative motives that are going on. They don't care about the country. They don't even like the country, to be honest with you. Yeah. They just, they have an opportunity and they're going to exploit that opportunity. And I think that's what Trump is trying to talk about. But again, that's, I don't know like how far you can go with that discussion. So that's why I really didn't even bring anything about it. I'm glad that Texas is taking a stand because it's really bad. Eagles Pass is a really rough area right now. And so I'm glad that they're literally saying, hey, if you're not going to help us, then we'll help ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's nothing you can do about it. So there's that shit. There's some other stuff too that I thought was interesting, but
well, and it's going on everywhere. Because it's not, it's like, I've seen a couple of videos over, I don't even remember what country it was, in Europe somewhere, where they've had a whole bunch, the same thing, immigrants coming in from, from the Middle East and whatever. And they're getting in fights with people now because they're trying to live there like they did back in their country. And they're just like shitting on the street. Oh. And people are just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. They have society.
See, that's the problem, dude. Like, I'm not like, dogging on Mexican culture and stuff, right? No. But I've heard people say, like, well, you've let the cartels and stuff like take over in your culture, so why would we want that to happen here?
Yeah.
Not only that, though, we have our own culture to clean up first. Yeah. Like, we can't be worrying about cleaning up two different cultures.
That's the, like, I mean, that's
the
big
homeless
one.
People shitting.
Yeah, that's the big one to me, is what you just said, Greg. I like, to me, it's not anti-immigration or anything other than, like, I think immigrants are good. When they want to come here and they invest the time to come here the right way, those are people that you want in this country, right? Like, they clearly are willing to go through whatever to get here and be a citizen. But if we have veterans that are fucking homeless, if we have homeless populations all over every city at this point, and we have fucking garbage issues, we have water in Flint that's not even been taken care of, like...
Ohio?
Oh, yeah. I'm just, like, all of it. I mean, just think of anywhere you go, right? Like, why is that? Why are we not ceasing the, you know, hey, listen, let's take care, let's spend this money on getting us right. And then once we're in a good position or back on the right track, then we can open up that, you know, immigration again. We can get it going the right way. But yeah.
Well, like you said a couple shows ago, it was that scenario where the mother has to put the air mask, like if the plane's going down, the mom has to put the air mask on herself first before she helps her child, because if she doesn't, then the child's not going to know what to do. The child will likely die.
It's right? The king needs to eat first vibe. That's what they used to say. Like, why does the king always eat first? And the whole idea was like, a healthy king, right, will take care of the people below. And same with the air mask thing. It's like, if you're not, dude, it was Sean Whalen that used to talk about that and he used the reference of the thing. Why they tell you to mask up first, right? If you're taken care of, then you can help others being taken care of.
Yeah.
But right now it's just a free for all.
Yeah. If you're a mess, you can't take care of anybody.
Yeah.
That's why they want everybody depressed on antipsychotics, antidepressants.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to take care of people. They don't want you to have kids. They don't want you to take care of anybody. Mm-hmm. They want to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. It's true, man.
They meaning the government.
Yeah. They want you fully dependent on them. And people are. That's the shitty part, is that people legitimately
are. A lot of people are.
So your article that you did bring, I don't really understand it. I read it. But can you elaborate on this, please?
So, yeah, let's play the video first, because the video is from CNN. I know it's fucking lame, but they do a good job of explaining what this is all about. Essentially, Apple has stopped selling their Apple iWatches, the latest version, because it has this biometric data collection thing in it, right? But they say that it's been patented by another company, so that they're in like this lawsuit, and that company is saying, hey, I want you to, it's like a cease and desist, like stop selling these watches because you have my product inside your watch and you're making money off it.
Okay.
This is weird. The newest Apple watches are now banned in the United States. And just this morning, the White House officially declined to issue emergency action. Keep them on store shelves. The U.S. Trade Tribunal is preventing Apple from selling the Apple Watch Series 9 and other newer models because Apple apparently violated a patent registered to another company. Rahel, sort this out for us. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, this is pretty weird. I can tell you that there has been a flurry of statements this morning. Apple said that we strongly disagree with this decision and they're taking all measures to return the items back to store shelves. That statement came after the U.S. Trade Rep put out a statement essentially saying, yeah, we decided not to intervene and we can put this statement up for you. Let's talk about how we got here.
Yeah.
So Apple and this California-based company, Massimo, have been locked in this trade dispute for years. It's all over the technology that Apple Watch uses to detect and read blood oxygen levels. It's a light-based technology. And this company, Massimo, says, hey, that's our technology. That is our intellectual property. Apple obviously disagrees. Fast forward to October of this year. That's when the U.S. Trade Representative organization got involved and basically sided with Massimo. 60 days later, here we are, and this is when the ruling takes effect.
Why does it take fucking years? Like, that's weird to me. Like, how do we not, like, streamline this shit? Not just with this, but with everything. Like, why does a trial take fucking years? Like, come on.
Well, how much did Apple make off of this company's product, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just creepy, right? So this is what stood out to me is, like, they want us to wear these devices so that way they can get the data. Right. That's what X is all about. That's why Elon Musk bought X. He wants the data. He wants everybody's information. And like when you're wearing that iWatch, that information is reading your blood oxygen levels. God damn it.
Biological information.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like it tells your heart rate. Like, and you know, when people wear these watches, when they go to sleep and it measures their sleep patterns, like people are doing this willingly. And that's what I don't understand. And you know, this coming from somebody who gave their DNA to 23andMe. Yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, go fetch one.
Well, let me ask you from the other side of the point, like just not, I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying from the outside, what do you think that honestly affects, right? Like what would your sleep patterns or your oxygen levels in your blood actually mean to anybody? Like, why is that relevant at all?
Insurance.
Okay.
Insurance information. They can find your ass. If they have a social credit score and they know that you're doing the dirty, all right, they know that you're not working out, they know that your blood pressure is too high, they know that your oxygen's too low, they can charge you or they can take shit away from you. It's that simple.
That makes perfect sense, right? Because I think insurance companies are looking for anything, right? It used to just be like, do you smoke? Do you try to like remain fit? Like, do you work out and stuff? Now it's like, we actually monitor your whole body all the time and you have a increasing and decreasing rate based off how healthy
you
are.
Your premiums are going to go
right? Like how wild is
if your heart rate is too high too
I'm, well, it's I'm just like your shocked. Car insurance like actually, they do the same thing with the car insurance, like, you know, you get rewarded. It always starts out with incentivizing, just like the Jab did, right? Hey, you want some free french fries and a burger and a donut, go get Jab.
What's funny is that car insurance has those like chip things. You've seen the commercials, I haven't seen them for a long time, but where you could put that like kind of that cube or whatever in your car and it tells you if you've been like speeding or anything and your insurance will lower, you know, based off. It's kind of like what you have with the trucks
incentivizing. Yeah, so they'll incentivize
I'm kind of surprised that insurance companies haven't done this already, because like, listen, I understand that like it's a negative to like your freedom to, you know, eat and do as you wish and not work out if you don't want to, but I could also see people saying like, hey, listen, I work out all the time, I'm extremely fit, and like I would gladly wear this watch if I knew that I could get insurance for $10 a month rather than, you know, or $50 or $100, whatever it is, the lower value. Like, I think people would absolutely sign up for that. Some people would.
I was reading other articles too. They were talking about various companies that offer incentives for their employees to report medical information. Like, these companies are taking information from employees because employees are like willingly giving it up, saying like, yes, I got my doctor's visit, yes, I did my cancer screening, I don't have any cancer, I don't have any of this, you know, like they're giving away their private sensitive information to these companies willingly.
Yeah.
And well, that's the way it starts.
And I could see it if they went like super extreme with it. I could even see them going like, oh, you broke your ankle and now you have to go to the hospital, and insurance goes, oh, but it looks like here, according to the data, that your heart rate was elevated a little bit. And it's consistent when you go jogging. So you knowingly risked you breaking his ankle, so we're not going to cover your doctor bills.
Not only that, Chris, but what if you go in for a broken ankle and they look at the data for your heart rate and find out that you've had a heart palpitation and they raise your rates based off that?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to worry about everything.
Any kind because of your any kind ankle. Of medical thing, they can end up looking at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
it gives them the right to.
The step that I could see like being listen, I'm not like overly concerned right now. I understand like I don't want my data. I don't wear an Apple Watch.
I don't
do the whole health things and all that crap. But I think with the minute you see a hospital, when you go into the hospital, you have to like, you know, tap your wrist on a fucking machine, your certain eye watch that you have. And then they say, okay, this is like our start, right? Instead of filling all the paperwork, you tap your shit. They give you all the
now
data.
They have everything.
Now they know exactly your past week, what you've been going through, what you've been dealing with. And to Greg's point, well, it looks like, hey, Dave, you know, your last couple of sleeps, you've had some, you know, some weird heartbeats and some, you know, you're breathing, you have apnea, you know, and sleep apnea. And, you know, like, you know, it's going to cost a little bit more for you. We got to put you on this medication now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Or,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not only just like, not just the insurance way, but like the interventions, like, hey, go see this doctor. This doctor can prescribe this, or you'll get a CPAP machine, or he'll do this intervention that'll cost you hundreds of thousands. You know,
yeah, you'll saying. Get a CPAP machine. They'll charge you for the rest of your life.
Or the insurance, or the insurance just calls and says, hey, we're dropping your ass until you get a CPAP machine. We're dropping your ass until you have that heart surgery that you need.
We're dropping you until you get healthier.
Yeah, if you don't lose 30 pounds in the next 6 months, we're going to drop you from it because we've noticed that
and
your weight's increasing.
We saw this, Dave. We saw this during the Big C like lockdowns and the protests and stuff. Like, if you didn't get jabbed, there were certain insurance that dropped you. Or like you couldn't enter the building to get a procedure done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like we've already seen the very beginning of all this stuff. So I'm just like, it surprises me that they've banned Apple Watch for now, but they banned it because of this oxygen blood measuring capability. And so we'll see where that goes. But they want to get this shit back on people's bodies. And that was surprising to me that they wanted to take it off of them.
Well, I see Banielson talks about the Golden State Warriors assistant coach. I was going to talk about that too. Their assistant coach just died. I saw that today. 46, bro. Heart attack.
Yeah.
He was at a team dinner.
Team dinner, yeah.
And fucking had a spell and went to the hospital and passed away. And you're talking about a 46-year-old guy. And I want to also express that the Golden State Warriors are the team that was like, I mean, Steve Kerr, right? He is one of those guys that was pushing the vaccination, pushing like the China propaganda shit. He's that dude. And so like, it's sad. I mean, we haven't really talked about like people falling dead. Just as a reminder, that shit still happens. And it has to do with this too. I mean, you know, you got 46-year-olds dying of a heart attack, right? Which, you know, happens. I mean, obviously it happens, but you're talking about a basketball player, right? Like a coach, right? Probably, I would, you know, he doesn't look extremely fit compared to others, but I'm just saying you're probably active. If you're an assistant coach, you're doing drills with people, you're out in the gym, you're doing reps and stuff. Like a guy that shouldn't be having a heart attack at 46.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say there was some jab he took or anything, but we can all speculate on that. But like, that's the same thing, right? This guy would have had a watch on and it would have been like, hey, your heart's acting funny. It's been acting funny, you know? And then what's his job?
But yeah, that's the whole excuse though, Dave, is preemptive. Mm-hmm. Like countermeasures, like let's catch something before it happens.
See,
and it makes sense.
It's not
like
a bad thing.
If it were to be used that way,
it's not a bad thing.
That's not how it's being used.
Yeah, we've
it's
talked about that
for insurance and to withdraw you from things, right?
We've talked about that in several instances with like even with different AIs and stuff like that. It's all good until somebody doesn't use it for good anymore.
It's the intention. Yeah. It's the intention.
How do you like get away from it, right? Because I think at the end of the day, like there's a reason that these are so popular, right? There's a reason that these Fit watches and stuff that people wear, people want to know, like they want to know what their, you know, their metrics and shit as they go.
Yeah.
How do you do that? And,
well,
and
the
not
appropriate
be in a
way
system?
Is regulation, right?
Yeah.
If regulation worked and it wasn't being bought off by companies. And that's where the whole, like, that's a whole different conversation of like, big money corporations funding campaigns, political campaigns.
Well, and made with loopholes for certain people.
Exactly, right? So the correct way to do this is to properly regulate it, but the regulators, you can't trust those.
Regulators!
Like, you gotta regulate the regulators.
What's a clear
you gotta regulate the regulators.
A clear white moon, Warren G was on the streets trying to consume.
Here's the thing. Here's what you know is going to happen, right? And like, listen, we can speculate, and we are speculating, right? Like, what these companies are going to do with all this information, where it's going to lead. they would come out right now and say, guys, we don't fucking analyze your information. Like, it's on your thing. Like, we have a database. Nobody touches it. Like, that's the kind of shit that they would come out and say, right? Like, there's no reason in spreading fear. Like, yes, the information is on your watch. We have a database for it, but we don't use it. You know what I'm saying? And so people are like, you guys are overreacting. Like, I'm just trying to think, what would other people say? You guys are overreacting. They're not going to use your information.
I would look at like previous examples of where they've been caught using this sensitive information to judge people. And I feel like that's definitely happened. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, for me, it's more like just be kind of weary about what's going on and like what it can turn into, right? The more you will give yourself to technology and the government, the more possibility they have to destroy your life. And that's where I'm at with it. Like, do I think it's the worst thing? No, I think the Y watches are cool. I think they're fine as shit, but like, just be cautious about what you're doing. Like, just like the 23andMe, is it the worst thing? No, it's interesting. I think it's fun to see where you come from, but you also need to kind of keep in the back of your mind that like now someone has your information.
And yeah, once they get hacked, everyone has everything.
Yeah.
Well, so I really did the 23andMe for the nutrition imbalance thing. Like, you can see what genes are not properly activated to produce certain chemical reactions in your body. And so if you know that, then you can take action to change your diet and introduce more things. So like choline, for example, I know that my body is not good at digesting choline, or like I have something wrong with the choline. So I have to take choline, you know what I mean? Okay. And it helps chill me down.
I get you.
Right. And so like, if I don't take it, I get really edgy and I'm like, okay, so that makes sense to me. Mm. But it's more like that kind of understanding my body and what does my body need rather than where I came from. I could give two shits of what my ancestors.
Well, so was. I know. Listen, I think it would be fun to have lineage and shit. Like, I think that's interesting to know stuff that people don't, because I don't think people understand where they came from. I don't think a lot of people do. So I do think that's interesting. But like with the 23andMe, it's like, can't you do those things with the privacy of a doctor? Like, it, could you not like go to a doctor and like get blood work done and get testing done and find that out?
Oh yeah, right? You can.
And then you also, you know, supposedly have this protection that, you know, the privacy rights, right? Like through your doctor, whereas 23andMe, it's just convenient.
It's a company.
It's a convenient thing. Like, they just sell you on like, hey, all you got to do is fucking swab your mouth and we'll take care of the rest.
Gary Brecka, I think is his name. He was on Drogan a while back. Mm-hmm. He does that thing where he helped fucking the UFC guy. What's his name? That owns the UFC.
Oh, Dana White. Yeah.
He helped him like change his fucking life.
There's nothing wrong with
it. And like, of it was based on like, he took a gene test, like you were saying, and figured out what his body is deficient in and what his body can't produce on its own. And
actually that's what got me into it. Yeah. Like, I was listening to Joe Rogan and he had a doctor like Rhonda something, something. And she was on there and she has her own kind of like slate of testing that you could send your results into, right? So you'd get your results back in a file from 23andMe, send that to her company. But now you're dealing with another company and it's like, you want this transfer of data out there. Like, now you have two.
My thing is what it shows is how willing people are to give up their privacy for convenience. And I think we've just seen that over the decade. Where people don't care as much, or they don't think ahead about what could happen. They just go, wow, this is so convenient. It's so easy, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, you're also, because you're not going to a doctor in an office where they have rules and laws about the privacy of what they discuss with you, now you're just letting it out to some company. You have no idea who the fucking guy is or the gal.
What sucks is, because when I did that, I had no idea. I wasn't even thinking about privacy. I wasn't thinking about, like, someone's not going to steal it. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, how many activities do we do online with every button that we click, every website that we visit, that will come back to bite us in the ass someday?
Good.
And we have no idea.
Absolutely. No, I 100%. Like, it's anytime you're starting to become more digital, you have the risk of having your, and you don't know it. You know, it's like, how convenient. Everybody says, like, well, back in the day, you'd have to go to the library and study in a book. And now you can just look everything up in the palm of your hand. You know, it's great. But it's like, but along with that, your fucking social security number's circulating the world right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have all the shit that you sign up unknowingly, and all of a sudden all your information is readily available to some person in India. You know what I mean? This is weird, right? And you don't care because you don't really notice it. And of course, when somebody comes in and steals your money from the bank, you make a phone call and they reimburse you and you change a couple things and it's no big deal. You know, it's like, oh, it's fine. If I, you know, if somebody steals my money or my identity, I can just, you know, but it's worse than that. You know, it's a lot worse.
Dude,
than that.
It's even deeper than that, dude. Like I was hearing something that phone applications, like just to use your iPhone and like the agreements in like Apple and all these applications that you use, the infrared thing that reads your face, right? So it unlocks your phone with your face. When you look at it, it'll unlock your phone, right? Those things can tell where your eyeballs are at, what part of the screen you're reading, how long it's sitting there, what you're looking at, what you're interested in. And if you're having your heart rate being fed into this Apple at the same time, it's going, okay, what arouses this person? What gets them docile? What gets them going? Like you could control somebody. Mm. You can control their physical body with things on their screen. And that's what they're learning how to do.
Yeah.
Scary shit.
It is, man. And it's to me, it's like, you know, you got to be careful. Like I said, I know that those things like kind of go through our thoughts about like everything is bad. Everything is like dangerous. Everything, you know, listen, I'm sure a lot of people are going to go their whole life and not have to deal with consequences from these things. But you just have to watch where the government is trending and where these companies are trending and just be cautious. That's it. Like, just be cautious about it and kind of like, you know, go through there. Every app that you were talking about, like your iPhone, there are things that you can click on your iPhone to not release data. I like even just basic shit. Like when I'm on a website, you know, applying for a job or something, you know, and they'll send the thing like, hey, do you mind if we share your info? Or do you mind if we send you shit? You know, and I always make sure that shit's unclick. I don't want any fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
There are things that you can do to try to like kind of crush that a little bit, but like most people don't. They just are like, junk mail, whatever, you know.
But not only that, but there are iPhone camera covers or Android camera covers where you can put those on your phone cases.
They make cases too. You can buy them. I seen them on Amazon when I was looking for cases for my phone where they make a little slide that goes over the camera.
Sure.
Yep.
And your laptop and everything else, right?
Or you could just they can still hear you over it.
So I'm saying they're going to hear me fuck, but they're not going to see me fuck. That's all that really matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I try to like, I want them to see me. I'll put this shit up there and I'll just look so gross and I'll just lay in bed and I'll just be like, this is what you're seeing, baby. You know, I'll just like rub my boob or something. And like, I just want them to feel uncomfortable. Like, God damn it. Turn this off. Like this guy's weird.
The guy that has to sit there and monitor you. He's just like, God,
he's like, yeah, I got killed again. God damn it.
No, he'll be like, boss, look at the footage we got on Dave. Look what he's doing.
Yeah. This guy's
he's
like
grabbing Peter his nipple and he's licking it.
It's Peter Griffin trying to breastfeed a kid. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Why would they want to watch it? I mean, that's the argument. Why would anybody want to see that or care? But listen, at some point it could be useful. That's what it comes down to. At some point they could use it against you for something. You know what I mean? You have this discussion. The government's listening to everything we're talking on this show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you get on Facebook and all of a sudden all this shit pops up that you were discussing 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I mean, that's why the Department of American isn't a thing anymore.
Unfortunately. I don't know if it's from our phones, but maybe
listening to the show.
Yeah. Something. I don't know, man.
Someone was listening.
Anyways. Well, I was going to do those videos, but you know what? I'm going to save them. I'm going to save those videos.
You want to do them?
No, it's like, I feel like we're kind of being serious right now. And I don't know if I'll wait. I'm going to wait.
Well, and we're at the hour mark.
We're at the hour mark. I don't want to spend another 10 minutes doing it. It's fine.
Okay.
It was basically gayness in sports. That's all it was. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like some weird shit with sports. Like why do you got to do what you got to do? You know what I mean? It's weird. But Greg, Chris, man, appreciate you guys chatting. Everybody in the chat.
Good show, guys.
Love you to death, man. It was fun.
Yeah. If you guys haven't already, make sure you're signing up and subscribing to us everywhere. Make sure you go over to Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow us there. Sign up for Patreon. All live shows from here on out will be on Patreon only, and then they'll be released later to the general public.
Early access.
Yeah, join the chat. It's fucking hot in there. Look at that. Everybody's going.
I see a lot about a tomato.
There's a lot of tomatoes, whatever.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. You guys take care of yourselves.
Later, guys.
Z.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.